You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. And with just a few minutes before the hour, I wanted to take a moment to talk about something that we mentioned just a few moments ago in the Daily Lectionary study, the wildfires in Gatlinburg and the area around Gatlinburg in Tennessee, a massive, massive fire that was started by human error and has been spread dramatically. Last night, I believe, winds reaching almost to 90 miles an hour, spreading it down into the town and causing an evacuation of 14,000 people. Three people have actually died in this, and most of the town is being lost, a town that relies for its income on tourism to the Smoky Mountain area, and particularly then a town that will struggle in rebuilding what was there. I want to talk for just a moment about when struggle comes, what it means to suffer in this life, and then I would like to offer a prayer, and I'd ask you to join me when I do for the people of Gatlinburg and of Tennessee. So what are we to make of it when we have these massive events, these catastrophic things that happen? I think the common question to ask is, where is God? What was he doing last night? Was he sleeping? Was he not paying attention? And yet, if you look around, you find this isn't just a one-time event. These kinds of things are happening all the time, all over the world. In the United States, we don't always face them every day, but if you watch the world news, somewhere, somehow, every day, there is a massive event like this taking lives, taking property, and putting people into great suffering. And so a person comes and says, well, where is God? Is God allowing this? Why would a good God do this? And some would even say, this, therefore, is evidence that there is no God. I would counter that with what the scriptures say. As always, we want to go back to scripture, not to our experiences, to form what we believe and why we believe it. And what the scriptures say is that, like I said a moment ago in Genesis 3, when Adam fell, when he broke the world, and us broke it, breaking it with him, nature itself was thrown into rebellious upheaval. See, Adam was the head of creation, and so his rebellion became nature's rebellion. His evil became nature's evil, and it spread. It was a cataclysm. It wasn't just a matter of him becoming a bad person. All nature became torn from the harmony God had made. And ever since, we have had things like this, catastrophic events, whether it's fires, whether it's storms, whether it's earthquakes, whether it's wars. Our Lord Jesus, talking about the end of the world, said, these things shouldn't surprise you. These things have been here since the beginning, and they will continue to go on from now until the end. These are, he says, the beginnings of birth pains. And those are the birth pains of a universe that is on the throes of self-destruction. But for you, Christian, you're not to be distracted by this. It's not that God is sleeping. It's that God is saving the world in a way that we did not expect. You see, if God were to just stop the earthquakes right now, he would have to also then destroy, get rid of, send to hell every single human being that is not in Christ, every single person that's not been saved. If he'd stopped the earthquakes way back in Adam's day, you and I wouldn't even exist. But God so loves the world that he doesn't want to do that. He wants to save the entire world and you with it. And so with great patience, and you can only imagine what a God, Almighty God, who is only loving and good, must be enduring as he watches his creation rebel against him. With great patience, he has overlooked the sins of former times, and that includes the rebellion, the futility of creation that's subjected to, in order to bring about the salvation on the cross of Jesus, so that you and I might know that even though our house burned down, even though a quake take those we love, baptized into Christ, this world cannot separate us from the love of God. It's a phenomenal hope. It's an otherworldly hope. It's a hope the nations does not have, which is why it's a hope that we must get better at confessing, at sharing, at speaking, especially in moments like this. Where is God? God's on the cross dying for you, people of Gatlinburg. God's on the cross dying for you, people of Tennessee. God's on the cross dying for you, people of America. It is finished. That you might not have to hope in this chaotic world, but my hope in his return to bring you one full of peace and security where such things will never happen again. Now, we still live here. We still have to face what this is. And so the weapon he's given us is not complaint, not worry, but prayer. So I ask you to pray with me for the people of Gatlinburg and the people of Tennessee. Almighty God, merciful Father, your thoughts are not our thoughts. Your ways are not our ways. In your wisdom, you have permitted this disastrous fire to befall us. We implore you, let not the hearts of your people despair, nor our faith fail, but sustain and comfort us with the hope of the life of the world to come. And now, as we are able, direct all our efforts to attend to the injured, to console the bereaved, and to protect the helpless. As you do will it, according to your will, send rain and water. Be with the firefighters and strengthen their resolve. Bring hope and healing to all in your time, that we might find relief and restoration, both in the present, but especially on that great day when you put an end to all such disaster and usher in the kingdom everlasting. Even through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. We'll be back in a minute.